This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. We'll give you the toll-free number, the Skype username as well, all on the way here for you, where you can actually take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Rich Paul.
All right, so we'll go to your phone calls when you make them. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. But first, there's disturbing news from the Philippines where Duterte has been elected. We did talk about this guy a little while back when he was making headlines for saying that he wanted to participate in a gang rape of a woman. This is the new president of the Philippines. She apparently was actually gang raped at some point, and he said something to the effect that he wished he could have been a part of it. So this is the kind of character that we're talking about here, very disturbing individual.
But sounds like a Filipino Trump.
In fact, the headline here from The Intercept is, Filipinos just elected Rodrigo Duterte, their version of Trump, as president.
Wow.
The story.
Although then again, there would be a some competition for that, because Hillary Clinton did participate in covering up rapes and in vilifying the accusers when Bill Clinton was accused of rape. So whether those were actual rapes or not, I don't know, but alleged.
Despite his fondness for peppering campaign speeches with crude jokes about rape victims and his use of Viagra, the next president of the Philippines will be Rodrigo Duterte, a 71-year-old mayor whose signature policy proposal is a promise to eliminate crime within 6 months by licensing the police to murder suspects.
Wow.
No trial necessary. Just kill the suspects.
Oh, like Che Guevara's styled. Trials and facts are just the bourgeois detail. No room for that in the middle of a revolution.
Well, you know, if you think about it, it's efficient.
Yeah. Well, this guy is like a mix of all the world leaders of history. It's like they took them all and just blended them into one.
Then again, as Filipino journalists Patricia Evangelista and Nicole Corrado suggested on the eve of Monday's election, Duterte's foul-mouthed speaking style and reputation as a crime fighter. He's accused of sanctioning hundreds of extrajudicial killings by vigilante death squads in his home city of Davao. Appears to be exactly what appealed to voters fed up with a dysfunctional political system that seems to serve just the 40 families that reportedly control three-quarters of the nation's wealth. Writing on the Filipino website Rappler, they observe that, quote, an angry old man from the forgotten South has already changed the tenor of political conversation. This new tone, they added, quote, is indignant, often violent, but that is hopeful nonetheless, and it has energized the citizenry once resigned to politics as usual. Quote, he stands instead for the politics of the extreme. He says, screw the bleeding hearts and to hell with the bureaucracy. He voices the helplessness and rage of Filipinos forced to make do in a country where corruption is casual and crime is ordinary. Duterte has their backs, and he sees the struggle ends here, or he says, rather, the struggle ends here today. He goes beyond anger, even beyond solutions. Dingong Duterte offers retribution, unquote. So, like his American analog Donald Trump, Duterte won his race in part because votes were split among a large field of candidates. His supporters are so dedicated that they were willing to overlook remarks about the rape of an Australian missionary that would have doomed any other candidate. During a campaign rally in Quezon City last month, Duterte was caught on camera recounting his inner monologue when he first saw the body of Jacqueline Hamill, an Australian who was raped and had her throat slashed by rioting prisoners at a jail in Davao, about 600 miles southeast of Manila, in August of 1989. He said, quote, when the body was taken out, it was already wrapped. I looked at her face. I said, F, she looks like an American actress. a beautiful one, Duterte said, according to a translation from Rappler. Quote, I said, F, what a waste. What went through my head, he continued, was that they raped her, that everyone had lined up to rape her. I got angry. That she was raped? Yes, that too. But it was that she was so beautiful. The mayor should have been first. What a waste.
Wow.
And just to clarify, he was the mayor of which he was speaking in that quote.
Wow.
Yeah. So he actually said that. That was a thing. And now he's the president of the Philippines.
Wow.
That's really all you can say about this guy, right? It's just, it's shocking.
I'm flabbergasted. I really am.
Johnson is joining us here in the studio. It's Ian Rich, Paul Johnson. Hey, Johnson.
I'm sorry. I was a little late because I was busy drinking Americas.
What does that mean?
So you have not heard.
No.
The Anheuser-Busch Corporation has renamed its signature beer, Budweiser. It is no longer Budweiser.
It's Americas?
America.
Oh, okay. So it's not plural. It's America beer.
Yes. America. No, it's just America.
Well, don't most people normally say Budweiser beer? So to identify.
I don't know if they will say that though when it's called America.
I never say Budweiser beer. Okay. I just say Budweiser.
Most people just say a Bud.
Have an America.
I think that now it won't be have a Bud. It will be have America, and it won't be America. It just will be a America. They'll shorten it to America with an apostrophe.
Then later you'll be able to urinate the remnants of America.
Yes.
At that point.
Wow.
And people will vomit all over America, all over themselves.
Yeah, well, true. I used to carry Budweiser at the slap. I'm going to have to find another brand. I have no interest in serving America.
So we got more about Duterte, the new president of the Philippines. This guy, I'm sure, will continue to be interesting to watch over time if he is saying things about raping a gang-raped victim, that he should have been the first in line for that because he was the mayor. It's guaranteed that some more ridiculous things will exit this man's mouth as he is now the most powerful man in the Philippines. Let's go first, though, to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Rich Paul.
Yes, you know, one of the unique things about Albuquerque is that I think we have the largest gas balloon ascension in the world. And I met tourists from England and France, and they come from all over the world to our ball balloon fiesta. And I was wondering,
the what?
The balloon fiesta.
A balloon fiesta. Okay, a balloon party. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a.
Do you do Manitras?
Giant gas balloon. Mm-hmm. So we have, the largest launch in the world.
So these are just hot air balloons is what you're talking about.
The hot air balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you heard about it in New Hampshire.
No. I mean, there's all kinds of local events all around the country that I'm sure are draws for the people that are in the region. But I don't know, unless you're a hot air balloon fanatic or you read Hot Air Balloon magazine or whatever, or follow the industry, you probably, if you're outside of the immediate area, wouldn't get wind of an event like that.
I would also venture to guess that a heavily wooded mountainous area is probably not a good place to do a balloon fiesta.
And being the first primary in the nation, we get all the hot air we can handle here.
The thing is that our valley, we're like mountainous valley area, the air recirculates in the same circle, and that's why it's the most ideal place.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's the reason why it just circles around inside the city because it's like a valley, and that's the reason why they do it. They don't. It doesn't get blown away 300 miles, and that's the.
Now you got to remember, most of what comes out of Sarah's mouth is generally incorrect, at least in our experience of having talked to her. So remember,
is this Sarah Palin?
No, this
she sounds a little bit like her. I've been thinking about that.
This is Sarah from New Mexico.
Okay,
I'm not doubting that there's a hot air balloon festival there, but I don't know if her scientific claims are accurate.
Well, that's the idea behind it, the air, and that's why it's a favorable place. And the fall time is the perfect weather because the air is cold enough, so then it floats the balloon a lot easier when it's hot air.
More than you ever knew about hot air balloons. Thanks, Sarah.
You betcha.
Toll free. 855-450-3733-855-450-FREE. Thing is, though, she announced last night she was a communist. Sarah did.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver. A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in, toll free, bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, modern states commonly deploy coercion in a wide array of circumstances in which the resort to force would clearly be wrong for any private agent. What entitles the state to behave in this manner? And why should citizens obey its commands? In The Problem with Political Authority, Michael Humer examines theories of political authority from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to governments. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide the central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and all major bookstores. As we continue here, you can bring up anything that you want. We were talking about Duterte, the new president of the Philippines, a man who has been compared on multiple occasions to Donald Trump, who in his most offensive statement, and he's made a few of them on a few different topics, in his most offensive statement, arguably, according to TheIntercept.com, which is Glenn Greenwald's site, by the way, was basically him saying that as mayor, he should have been able to, because now he's the president, but he was mayor of one of the cities, Quezon City, I think. Anyway, he was mayor, and there was a woman who was raped, gang raped, apparently, in Quezon City. She was an Australian lady, and she was raped and had her throat slashed by rioting prisoners at a jail in Davao, about 600 miles southeast of Manila. He was upset, not so much that she was raped, but that he wasn't given the first crack at her. He said the mayor should have been first. What a waste. And there was more to his quote, but I'm not going to reread it because it's pretty profane. We'll give you the link to the full Intercept article here, and you can see it for yourself. Although the video of his remarks horrified his critics and was viewed hundreds of thousands of times online, Duterte actually extended his lead in opinion polls the following week. So it did absolutely nothing to hurt his chances to win the presidency and only seemed to help him. I guess some people do say there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's all I can say to this guy.
Days later, the mayor issued an apology of sorts, but continued to insist he was not joking, but merely telling, quote, the narrative, unquote, of what had actually passed through his mind. As Carlos Conde, a researcher for Human Rights Watch in the Philippines, pointed out the next day, Duterte had been greeted with uproarious laughter when he told the same story 3 months earlier to a group called Volunteers Against Crime and Corruption in Manila. According to Flem Klein, the deputy director of Human Rights Watch in Asia, the operation...
The guy's name is Flem?
I'm probably mispronouncing Falim, perhaps.
Okay.
P-H-E-L-I-M. The operation of death squads in Davao during Duterte's time in charge has, quote, resulted in the deaths of hundreds of street children, petty criminals, and petty drug dealers since 1998. Duterte himself took to the airwaves in 2001 and 2002 to issue threats against what he considered undesirable elements in Davao, some of the criminals whose names he announced were later found dead, apparent victims of the death squad. So this guy's literally... You know, he's known for sending around Judge Dredd, basically. Mm-hmm. Somebody, you know, a gang of people who are just going to execute the people he doesn't want to be around. That's what he was doing in Davao while he was the mayor of the city. And now that's what people are expecting him to do on a national level in the Philippines.
Wow.
And they said here that hundreds of street children have died as a result of that, as well as others who are not actual criminals. You know, drug dealers, for instance, who've not harmed another human being. I believe the Philippines is one of the most harsh places if you get caught with drugs.
Philippines and Indonesia, I think, have death penalty.
Duterte reacted by incurring... But in this case, Rich, there's not even a trial, right? This man's just putting people to death.
Right.
He reacted by encouraging Human Rights Watch to file charges against him, but said in the same interview he would kill 100,000 criminals if he became president and dump their bodies in Manila Bay. In the final weeks of the campaign, Duterte, the son of a provincial governor who started his career as a prosecutor, insisted that his promise to pardon police officers who shot and killed suspects was not an endorsement of murder. At other times, however, he's boasted of the effectiveness of the vigilante killings that led to a drastic reduction in crime in Davao during his decades in charge. As Al Jazeera English reported last month from Davao, the vigilantes there are quite open about their role. In an address to the nation's business elite last month, after boasting of his Viagra-fueled sexual potency, Duterte promised that his presidency would, quote, be a bloody one, unquote, and said that he would, quote, issue 1,000 pardons a day, unquote, to officers who kill suspected criminals. You know, they got to give him credit. That's an interesting approach. It's not, you know, anything about rights or freedom or your right to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. But as far as, like, an interesting tweak on how to take advantage of the system if you're a power-mad sicko is to just pronounce that you'll pardon any officer who violates the law, because there presumably are some semblances of statutes or codes or whatever that say things about corruption and, you know, putting some criminal or, you know, suspected criminal to death prior to a trial. He's just throwing all that out the window, saying, hey, it doesn't matter what the law says. I'm the president, and I can pardon you, officers who want to be corrupt and murderous.
Yeah, the one Trump rally that I watched, I heard him, it was the one in Burlington, and I heard Trump say that police officers were the most abused people in America, and that they really needed to be treated better and have their hands untied. So it sounds like, you know, is this guy one of Trump's advisors, maybe? Because they do seem to be operating off very similar playbooks.
Do you think Trump is going to get more extreme as time goes on? Let's presume he gets the Republican nomination. It certainly seems like he's going to at this point. But, you know, is he going to mellow out as he goes up against Hillary or whoever, or is he going to actually get more ridiculous in his statements?
My guess from the beginning has been that he's going to throw the election for Hillary Clinton. That was his whole job in getting the nomination in the first place.
How is he going to do that, do you think?
I don't know.
Because he seems very popular.
All he would have to do is turn up his volume about 25% on some of the crazy things that he says. And maybe he wouldn't lose people.
Apparently, Rodrigo Duterte did not lose people. He became more popular after making ridiculous statements. He even joked that he would circumvent the law by pardoning himself as well. Quote, pardon given to Rodrigo Duterte for the crime of multiple murder, signed Rodrigo Duterte, he said to uneasy laughter. And that's the update from TheIntercept.com out of the Philippines, where their version of Donald Trump is taking control of the country. He has been elected as the president, and you can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnson's going to tell us about the Church of Perpetual Life, which is a new one to me. Apparently, they want to end deathism. What is that? We'll find out. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about Duterte, the new president of the Philippines, who apparently is totally fine with raping people, with actually having the police murder people that they just suspect. Mm-hmm. You know, they suspect of committing some sort of crime. If you think, you know, if you think he committed a crime, just go ahead and commit the murder, and then Duterte, as president, will go ahead and give you a presidential pardon.
Well, he's more honest than the American government, which does pretty much that, but won't tell you that's what they're doing.
You know, that's true. The American government's put all this window dressing all over it. So when their police commit murder, then they have an investigation. Yeah. And the investigation determines weeks later, once the media coverage has died down, the investigation will inevitably determine that the officer was within his rights to go ahead and pull the trigger on that suspect who was scaring him. Even though the suspect wasn't armed in any way, shape, or form, the officer was scared. And so because of that, he was within his rights. I mean, we see these stories all the time. You can go to copblock.org, and there's no shortage of just police abuse stories here in the U.S. And more and more people are certainly waking up to the abusiveness of many of the police in the United States. It's probably more, there's more awareness of that now than ever before, and there's plenty of frustration with the fact that it's hard to get anything done about it as far as like changing the system, adding more accountability, taking away the ability for these officers to abuse. But what you're saying here is this guy, Duterte, has just stripped away all of the pretenses, all of the window dressing, and is just literally coming right out and saying, yes, I will pardon any officers. He says thousands of pardons a day if he has to. Any officers who are brought up on murder charges for killing suspects.
Wow. What's the population of the Philippines?
Excellent question. I haven't checked on that, but we can look into it. First, though, and also coming up, the Church of Perpetual Life wants to end deathism. We'll go to your phone calls and thoughts. But in order to stay alive, you might want to get some sort of health care plan. But a lot of people are fed up with the insurance sort of not really monopoly yet, but it's getting there. It's definitely an oligopoly, and it's very limited marketplace. People are sick and tired of paying too much for health care and getting too little. They're standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading that movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com. That's joinlhs.com. Or call them toll free, 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041. As we continue here, it's Ian Johnson and Rich in the studio. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, it slipped my mind. Where are you from originally? I know you've called the show.
From the Philippines. Let me help you out on the population. The population is 102 million, okay?
102 million. This guy just said he would kill one-tenth of the world of the world, of one-tenth of the population of the Philippines. He would kill 100,000 criminals if he became president, he said, and dump their bodies in Manila Bay.
Right. And the drone attack on Obama has not killed innocent people, for crying out loud. But,
What is that statement supposed to mean about the drone attack? I'm confused.
As far as El Negro animal is concerned, he has been playing the wild card on us.
Are a lot of people that you know in the Philippines racist against black people?
Racist? No.
Yeah.
I told you how many times I have to tell you, if I can judge people according to character, that I cannot be racist enough. Okay? That's number one.
Well, if you're judging them by character, you could call them a moron, an imbecile, an economic ignoramus, or even a sociopath, and nobody would accuse you of racism.
Obama is about to go to Nagasaki or Hiroshima, and there's no telling what he's going to go when he get there, okay? Now, here's why I believe Obama is an animal, if I may, okay? It has something to do with the content of his character, number one. Either that, or he's under the influence of Satan all the time. That's why he, you know, manifests
out. That's probably accurate.
That's why the man is an out and out animal, okay? That's given the fact that his inclination is that.
Who's worse, Barack Obama or the new president of the Philippines?
Let me finish, sir.
Just go on and on. Go ahead.
And he has shown animalistic qualities.
Like dropping bombs on innocent people over in the Middle East. I'll give it to you. I'm no fan of Barack Obama. Let me make it clear. I'm just curious. Do you think Barack Obama is worse than this Duterte character who just took over in the Philippines, or better?
Absolutely. And by the way, this claim of me being racist, you really believe that black cannot be racist?
I didn't say that. Of course black people can be racist. Anyone can be a racist.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
They're racist of all nations against all nations.
And that
some people even hate their own race.
So Duterte, Rodrigo Duterte, the new president of the Philippines, this guy says he wants to put people... Ralph, can I ask you a question about this guy?
They have an election already?
Huh?
That I didn't know? They have an election already that I didn't know?
You don't know? Really? I mean, you're from the Philippines and you're completely disconnected from what's going on over there?
That's halfway around the world. I'm living in America now. That's halfway around the world. I'm living in America now. The time zone between New Jersey and the Philippines is, you know, different. You know that, right?
I couldn't understand what you just said. Try
that
again.
The time zone between that country and where I'm living, the state of New Jersey, you know, they are different. I believe it's nighttime over there now.
Okay. So none of that matters to me. What I would like to know is how you feel about Duterte. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He wants to put to death anyone who's a suspect of criminal act. He just wants to have the police execute them basically on the spot, no trial whatsoever. And then he will pardon any police officers who have committed such an execution. What are your thoughts on that, Ralph?
What is my thought about that? Dean Obama has a war on police and a hate campaign on police. Oh, my God.
Did you just redirect that question to complaining about Barack Obama?
Are you serious about this question? Obama has a war on police as well as...
Well, he has asked it several times. That is a sign of seriousness.
Come on, man.
So you're dodging. You're dodging, Ralph. What you're doing here is you're trying to avoid answering the question I asked you. I'm going to ask you one more time. I'll give you one more chance to give us a straight answer. Don't talk about Barack Obama. We already agreed.
All right, let me give you a straight answer.
Or we'll transfer you to Dancing with the Stars.
No. Let me give you a straight answer. By American standard, that doesn't look good. Oh, no. That does not look good.
Okay.
And, you know,
what are your standards, though? I want to know about Ralph. What do you think about Duterte's plan?
I go with the American standard.
Okay,
you are presumed innocent before
you are... All right. Good for you. I'm glad to hear that. I guess there's a good reason you left the Philippines then, Ralph, and thanks for the call tonight. So even though he thinks Barack Obama is worse than Duterte, he doesn't support Duterte's plan to murder unproven guilty, non-guilty people, people who have not been proven guilty, people who have just been accused of crimes, and then pardon the police after that. Now, this brings
If Duterte is promising 1,000 killings a day, I think it may well be that Obama can outdo him on volume.
This is a big question, right? Like, you know, how do you really compare how bad one dictator is to another president or one president to another president? Like, for instance, some people will say Kim Jong-un, the, you know, dictator of North Korea, is this terrible guy. But ultimately, he only has dominion over this very small plot of land. Whereas Barack Obama, of course, has...
vast tracts of land.
Exactly. They've invaded all manner of different parts of the world. The U.S. military's got 1,000 military bases all around the globe. So how do you really determine who's worse? If you want to share your thoughts on Duterte versus Obama, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, join us here toll-free. Your thoughts on the new president of the Philippines. His name's Duterte, and he just doesn't care about the law or any semblance of acting like there's some kind of check or balance on the system. And to his credit, at least he's honest. You know, and that's something you can give to Donald Trump, or at least he seems to be more honest than the average politician. Maybe Trump is putting on a show, too. And in fact, Rich, you believe that he's actually just setting up Hillary Clinton for a win. I don't know.
That's my best guess. I have zero evidence to back it up except for what I've observed, and you can interpret that any way you want. But I really think he's going to throw it for Clinton.
So Duterte, to his credit, is just cracking open government and showing people what it really is all about, which is people in power ruling over others and doing whatever the F they want to do. This guy is saying he's going to have his police commit murder. Of course, it's not murder when they do it. But he's going to have them kill people who are supposed to be presumed innocent. At least in our under the United States system, you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. That's the way it's supposed to be. They try to make it look like that's the case. Of course, we know most people take a plea deal whenever they're charged with something, 90%+, 97% or something like that in the U.S. will take a plea deal. So it's very rare that anyone will actually bother going to a trial and try to prove that they're, you know, or make the state have to prove that they're actually guilty. But all that said, at least there is that semblance here. In this case, he's just wiping it all away and saying, well, you know, cops, you can go out and shoot whoever you want who, if you think the person did some sort of crime, you can just go ahead and execute them. And I will take your word for it. As the president of the country, I will go ahead and waive your charges. You will get a pardon, a presidential pardon from me. In fact, he even joked that he would pardon himself, that Duterte would pardon Duterte.
Well, hopefully his victims and his victims' families won't pardon him, because it sounds like at that point, if you're a stoner in the Philippines, the best thing to do is get yourself a gun and go down fighting and take some pigs with you. If they're just going to come in and murder you, that's not a government. That's a civil war, and it's time to start shooting at pigs.
You know, that's an interesting point, because normally I'm somebody who opposes using violence against the state, because the state has legitimacy and people's minds. Mm-hmm. When people use violence against the state, whether it's the guy who, remember the Killdozer, where he built like this armored vehicle out of a tractor or something like that, and he went through and just plowed through buildings, and then some other guy shot a city council to death, and you know, whenever those stories come out.
Joe Stack flew the plane into the IRS building.
That's another one. So whenever these stories come out, you know, the people who perpetuate that violence, they look like they're the problem. They look like, oh, well, we need the government to protect us from these psychopaths. This is why we have government. But when, as you're saying, the government has wiped away any pretense of legitimacy, as is happening now with the Duterte administration in Philippines, then it should be more clear, at least, to the people that they're just a criminal gang. But in the case of the Philippines, the guy got elected, so apparently the people want this kind of thing.
Right. Right.
Of course, who knows who he was running against?
Oh, yeah. Well, the other thing is, I somehow doubt that just from the description of the guy's character, somehow no matter how far I look back into his past, I don't see any honest elections. So who knows? I would really like to know what the people of the Philippines think about him and whether that election was real. And it might have been, but it also might have been completely faked. It also might have been like here where, you know, the Democrats and Republicans are allowed to speak, but they're pretty much one big party at your expense.
Two wings of the same big government party, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, if he's silenced the opposition the way the United States government has silenced the opposition here by giving the two parties that are, collaborating or to shut off all other debate control of it, then, you know, who knows what caused them to get elected.
So if you want to share your thoughts, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE and also Skype into the show. It's Skype username LRN.FM. And apparently I totally botched my math up when I was listening to our caller from the Philippines earlier, originally from, he's in New Jersey now, Ralph. He had said the population was about 100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I heard it as 10 million. And so I totally botched up my math. And either way, I screwed it up. So 100,000, which is the amount that Duterte has said he wants to murder and throw into Manila Bay, that's only a tenth of a percent of the whole population of the Philippines. Mm. Not that it makes wanting to murder 100,000 people any better. But no. I just wanted to correct the math. Let's go to Tom listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Every year, thousands of students, eighth graders from all many different states, go and visit Washington, D.C. and stay at hotels in the area, typically four students to a hotel room, four boys or four girls.
Okay.
And the idea, the bureaucrats don't like the idea of like two boys and two girls in a hotel room. Okay. And now
that's been some of my best parties.
And what's going to wind up happening with these bathroom bills brought to the extreme is that one of these boys who's disappointed that he's not a girl is going to, you know, like put on girls' clothing and put on makeup and pretend that he's a girl, and we're all supposed to pretend with him, and he's going to we're supposed to let him use the girls' bathroom because we're pretending that he's a girl, and we're supposed to pretend with him. Well, he's going to pretend he's a girl, and he's going to want to stay in a hotel room with girls. And
can I ask you a question, bro?
What?
Is your penis the only thing that makes you a man? If some diabolical surgeon cut off your penis and replaced it with a vagina, would you be a woman?
Well, whether the it's actually genetic, because you know, there's the X.
So you would not be a woman if you lacked a penis and had a vagina instead, because your mind is a man's mind as opposed to a woman's mind. Is there a difference between the mind of a man and a woman?
It's the genetics, actually what happened when they were born with the genetic the DNA is what it is. Is a
what the hell?
Well,
are you
how about,
about
if a transsexual happens to have an XXY chromosome pair? What exactly does that mean to you? They're carrying all the genetic information required to be a man and all their genetic information required to be a woman. So what exactly? What do you do with these people? Just take them out and shoot them in your philosophy?
Oh no.
So if you have an XXY chromosome, are you a man pretending to be a woman, or are you a woman pretending to be a man? Or are you just a genetic anomaly?
A genetic anomaly.
Okay. Why does a genetic anomaly not have a right to exist and to be treated with respect, even if they're unusual?
They have a right to respect and to be... treated to exist. And
then why do you refer to someone that's a genetic anomaly as a boy pretending to be a girl, as if this was just some whim they took into their head overnight, as opposed to somebody who is actually born with a genetic problem, which means their mind and their body are mismatched? Can you imagine going through life in a woman's body with your mind? It would be horrible for me. I would hate to have a man's mind in a woman's body, and if I did, I would probably try to get it fixed.
But
wouldn't you?
We're not talking about the ones that have the 2X and Y. We're talking about the boy who just decided one.
You don't know anything about who has what chromosome.
If you can have an XXY chromosome, why can't there be more subtle problems in the genetic material that causes you to be born with, I don't know, say, maybe a man's mind in a woman's body, or a woman's mind in a man's body? Have you ever actually met and had a conversation with a transsexual?
No.
It would actually be really good idea to dispel some of your ignorance before you start spouting it all over national radio like there's not enough ignorance to go around in America. Goodbye. Bye, Felicia.
Oh, man. Dude, you had him on the ropes big time.
That was fun.
Tom could barely even get a sentence out in response to your questions. Nicely done, Rich Paul.
I liked meeting him.
Man, did you expose that bigotry for what it was. Tom there, maybe we should start calling him Tom the Bigot. We used to have Scott the Bigot call into the show, and it's been years since Scott the Bigot has called the show, so we don't know what happened to Scott the Bigot. Maybe we should move the title of the Bigot over to Tom, because while he's more libertarian than Scott the Bigot on some of his views, because he's called a lot over the years, he's definitely bigoted. He's bigoted against transgenders. He's bigoted against gay people.
But we don't have Cantwell anymore, so why not him?
855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Join us.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.